I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Rajon Rondo, guard for the Bulls, suspended one game by the team for conduct detrimental to the team. Reports are that Rondo had a heated exchange with associate head coach Jim Boylan during the Saturday loss to the Mavericks. Despite all of this and despite that outburst, Jimmy Butler still stands by his teammates.
Those have been great. So I think this is just another bump in the road. I think he's an outstanding leader. He's a phenomenal damn teammate, and I back him on everything. So I'm with him through everything. We all are. And we can't wait to have him back.
Bulls will take on Portland tonight. Rondo did, in fact, apologize yesterday for everything that happened on Saturday. Meanwhile, Doug McDermott has been assigned to the Developmental League as he is recovering from a concussion. Bears at 3-9 on the season right now. That puts them, if the draft were to be held now, puts them fourth overall. They will play the Lions on Sunday as they get ready for that game this week. Monday Night Football happens on The Score tonight. It'll be the Jets and the Colts, and we will have that broadcast starting at 6:45. Baseball, the winter meetings happening now, and the Cubs have reportedly shown no interest in bringing back closer Aroldis Chapman, which is not really a surprise, though Chapman said himself the team has not really reached out to him. He is looking for a six-year contract right now. Closer Mark Melanson has a four-year contract with the San Francisco Giants. That deal is worth $62 million. And pitcher Rich Hill, who had a terrific season for the Dodgers, is going to stay in Los Angeles. It is a three-year deal for him. It is worth $48 million. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holidays sales event is going on now. And caring and compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. So go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run head first into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's
insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We'll be in the backyard. We'll have 30-pack of Bush Light. You got to come by and check it out once. Cheers.
I kind of want to, actually. I might bring a bottle of wine, but...
You're not coming to the backyard with a bottle of wine. I'll tell you that right now.
Matt Bowen.
You played this game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Follow him on Twitter at MattBowen41. And you can hear Matt Bowen right now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. This segment with Matt Bowen brought to you by Ed Napleton, Acura, Kia of Elmhurst, second to none since 1931. So it's the rare Bears victory to discuss, Matt Bowen. And it was they're playing a dog meat team under adverse weather conditions, but there's really nothing but good stuff to say about how they performed. It's a game you can still say that the Bears are good enough to suppose to win, and they did.
And yeah, they really did. And they did a couple different things. I think you start defensively, because coming into this football game, the San Francisco offense, and especially Colin Kaepernick, playing really good football. You look at Kaepernick's numbers the last 4 weeks of the season, running the football, throwing the football, meshing into Coach Kelly's offense, which I think is an excellent offense for him if you're talking about the type of production you want out of him and those run-pass options along with the zone read, really producing good numbers. What Vic Fangio and the Bears did, they just played man coverage. I mean, they really did. Now, some of that has to do with the weather. When you're playing on a wet field, and especially Soldier Field, we all know that grass is rough. Now you have the snow, and it gets muddy. You're going to play some man coverage because you look outside the numbers with San Francisco. There is no Julio Jones. There's no Odell Beckham Jr. There's no Antonio Brown. These are guys the Bears match up with very well against. And they did some different things along the front. You look earlier in the football game, they're playing their sub package. They played out of a 50 front. So you got three down linemen, you got two rush backers on the edge. They gave them one-on-one matchups. Goldman and Hicks, I thought they played great inside. And then again, you saw Leonard Floyd, who continues to come out when he gets game reps. I love that he's back on the field. I know he had a scary injury, but the fact that he's back on the field playing high-level football is so positive for this defense moving forward. Flip over to offense is Jordan Howard. Mm-hmm. I mean, 32 carries yesterday. That's what you do in a game like this. When you can control the front, when you can build a lead, run the football. And yes, Matt Barkley made some nice throws. He did some very good things in that football game, which he should against a defense and a team that I thought didn't play with great effort yesterday in terms of San Francisco. They are the classic team right now that is playing out the schedule. There's no doubt about that. And the positive from the Bears side is you have a bunch of young players, guys that are playing for future jobs with this team, and young players that are playing to get that experience in with those game reps that had the effort. And that showed a ton in the second half.
Now, Matt, when you look at Leonard Floyd, as you mentioned him there, one of the keys on the defense. I know Dan wrote about him today for the station, for the website. Mm-hmm. What growth have you seen in Leonard Floyd over the, nine games you said he's played so far?
Right.
Over his nine games, and he's had seven sacks. That might lead rookies, actually, too.
Right. Well, I think early in the season, with any speed rusher, guy that's a top-tier athlete like Floyd, what do? They rush around the edge. They try to beat everyone around the edge. That's what they can do in college. And that's why there's top 10 picks. They have a larger skill set than anyone they go against in college. So now you're seeing with Leonard Floyd more counter moves. And also, look how Fangio used him. I talk about that 50 front when he's outside. There was a play, I think it was in the second half, on one of a sack by Hicks. They moved him inside. Now he's rushing on the guard. And again, he beat him to an inside pass. You look at the safety at the end of the football game and what he did, set up the offensive tackle to the outside, get him back on his heels. Now he can penetrate, go inside, use that rip technique to get through, and you see that closing speed to the quarterback. He closes so quick when he gets home. That's fun to watch.
When I try to explain, like you say, the difference between a super talented, dominant collegiate player and what has to be done week to week in the NFL, it really becomes, especially along the lines, and sometimes too, even when you're talking about defensive backs and press coverage against wide receivers, either way, it's judo, it's martial arts, jiu-jitsu, it is leverage.
It's hands in small space and understanding how to use someone else's own force against them. And there's so much to it. And I don't know how much you can really tell a guy and how much they have to experience and how much is trial and error. And I think what we're seeing, from what I could tell with Leonard Floyd, is that maybe there's an awareness now that that it's finally connecting the classroom to the practical. That you see a light go on, so it's, oh, okay. When you're talking about feeling the pressure here, which means I can do this, and some of it's somewhat counterintuitive, and it looks to me like he's understanding his own position in space and against opponents a little bit better.
I agree 100%. It's the classroom, which is the film work, to the practice field, to the game reps. All those things have to work together. It's not just one thing. I think the game reps still carry the most value for a young player. But you have to combine or mesh those things all together. And that's what you're seeing. Because it doesn't mean, Dan, that he can't go on the edge. You want him to go on the edge. Mm-hmm. You want him to use that speed. But you have to understand the ability to set up a tackle to get on the edge. Okay? You have to understand the ability to set up a tackle to get inside, to convert speed to power, to use the bull rush from time to time when you get that tackle back on his heels. And then the effort to get home, knowing that a play is never over in the NFL, that you can't stop running. Okay. There's things you can do in college you can get away with that you can't get away with in the NFL if you want to be a productive football player. And you're seeing that right now from him. And that's probably one of the best things going for the Bears right now in terms of evaluation for next season, because that was one of the biggest things we talked about going into the offseason and heading into this season was, will they be able to rush the quarterback? Because, again, just like yesterday, you look around the league, you watch the Oakland Raiders. What does Khalil Mack do again? He closes out yet another football game with two massive plays.
Amazing.
Okay. Can Leonard Floyd develop into Khalil Mack? I'm not saying he's not built the same way. He's not as powerful as Khalil Mack right now. Doesn't mean he can't add size in the offseason. He will. But can he be that type of impact player so the Bears have a guy they can point to in the fourth quarter and say, hey, man, we need you to close out another game. Go make a play for us.
Can Jordan Howard's hands get better than bad? Because, I mean, you see guys stay after practice and they have the jugs gun just firing things at him. But, I mean, when you are now taking a toss play off your play card because you think that ball could be on the ground, that it's one thing where he can't catch a pass in the flat or finish off a screen. But when you can't run a toss to a guy who runs as well as he does, something's got to change. Like, have you been around somebody like that? And have you seen somebody have hands that bad that have improved?
Yeah, you can improve that. And think about it this way, Dan, and it has to improve.
Right.
In today's NFL, it has to improve. Your running back has to be part of the passing game. Okay, you're talking about toss plays. Yeah, you have to be able to get to the edge on a toss play. You can't run zone and stretch every single play. You have to be able to run some outside runs as well. But the passing game is so critical, and it's not just the checkdowns. It's the ability to run an angle route, to run a flat route, to get a matchup versus a linebacker that's going to give you a first down on 3rd and 2 to 6. You got to have that in your offense. So there's no question that has to improve. And also for his career, you want to be a three-down player. You never want to be taken off the field on a money down, and that's third downs. And if he's not going to produce in the passing, that's what it's going to get to for the Bears in the future. They have to have that back they can bring in to create matchups. That's where he has to improve his game. I agree.
You know, Matt, there's some commentary, whether it's among media people or the fan base, that somehow winning is bad at this point of the season because of draft positioning. From your perspective as a former player, explain to me how that is like a commentary of just pure nonsense, going out there and suiting up and playing the game of football with the intention of not wanting to win.
Right. No, it's a lazy narrative because, first of all, veterans don't care about the draft. They never even think about
the draft. They're scared of the draft. Veterans hate it because
they can lose their job.
Right, that's
right.
Inexpensive kids whose bodies aren't aching yet.
Right. Those are the guys that are going to replace you. That's the first reason they don't like the draft. But, no, because especially the landscape of this Bears team right now, and who's on the field. I mean, those guys are playing for extended years in the NFL. Those guys are playing for an opportunity to come back next year. You know, Barkley's not going to go out there and lose a game on purpose. These reps are huge, especially the last month of the season. Look at the Bears' schedule, who they are playing. That's an audition for him, not only for the Bears, but for the rest of the NFL. So no, no one goes out. And the number one thing about NFL football, you see with poor teams late in the season, is the game prep starts to lack. The tempo of practice starts to slow down. All those things make you play poorly on Sunday, but when you get in that field, you can't slow down. You can't play lazy in the field. You can't play to lose, or you're not going to make it through. You're not going to survive the game. You're going to get banged up. You're going to be on a cart, and you're going to be out for next season, maybe with a major injury. So you have to play hard. And really, with this Bears team, when I look at it now, the amount of young players in this team, you look at Bellamy, guys like that, Cameron Meredith, hey, they're playing for future money, future years in the league. So losing a football game is the last thing on their mind.
You mentioned not wanting to come off the field on a money down, on third down.
Right.
What do you think of Nick Kwiatkowski as something maybe more than what we first scouted him as, which was one of these sort of run-down, two-down type linebackers? And if you watched his feet, and we saw him in the previous game, he really struggled, matched up against tight ends and having a guy run right by him in the end zone. But you know, maybe with a little bit of work, he could be better. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. The scouting report was a downhill player, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that can fill the hole. He's the guy that can take on lead back. He's the guy that can get dirty in the run front. That's what you want from your linebacker position. But again, in today's NFL, you want to be a three-down player. I talked about with Jordan Howard in offense, especially on defense. You never want to come off the field. Because the guys that play on third down, those are the guys that get paid. Right, those are the guys that play 8-9 years because they have more value to a football team. I think he's got better movement skills than I originally expected. But again, it's going to be reps. It's going to be reps with him. It's going to be a lot of off-season work for him. And the last month of the season, too, to have the opportunity to play against a guy like Theo Riddick in space. That's a great challenge for any linebacker in the NFL, especially for a young player who doesn't have that experience of playing against an option route, or playing against a flat route, or carrying a running back up the seam, or aligning versus a running back removed from the formation as a wide receiver. Those are where he needs to get reps, and that's where the Bears are really going to evaluate him.
Maybe John Timu could teach him the ball hit me in the back of the head technique.
I'll tell you what, on that play, at least he didn't turn around.
But he got beat badly, though. Right,
he did, but he didn't turn around and panic. At least he just kept running, all right? That's one positive about it. Because usually with young players in that situation, it's predominantly with defensive backs. They turn around, they panic, and the ball sails over their head because then the wide receiver or running back separates more, and you lose distance there. But when you keep running, hey, you always got a chance. And again, that was another throw from Kaepernick. You have to make that throw. I know it's snowing. Matt Barkley's out there slinging the football around. You have to make that throw in that situation.
You know, after the game, Logan Paulson talked about the fact that by the fourth quarter, the Bears were imposing their will on the 49ers, and he talked about how cool of an experience it was. How many of those did you experience as a player where you just felt like your team was just purely dominating your opponent? And then speak to the other side of it, too. Like, what does it feel like if you experienced it, that you were going through it? Just like there was nothing you could do that was ever right, and your team was just, you guys were just behind like two or three steps every play. What does that feel like?
Well, I'll start with the last one. During Spurs last season in Washington, when we played Dallas at home, and it was all Dallas fans at our home game, of course. And it was muddy, it was wet, it was cold, and they moved us off the ball every snap. They ran the ball down our throats. They threw the ball wherever they wanted to. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing because you had no answer. We had no answer. None of us did. We all played poorly. We didn't coach well. We didn't play well. We were terrible on special teams. That is the worst feeling in the world. It is the worst. Now, the flip side of it, when you're on a team that's a division winner, or even in this situation, the Bears late in the season where they jump on a football team, it's great because everything works. Everything works. It's fun to be on the field. You can try different things. You can run different schemes. Everything's working in your favor. And especially in a game like that when the weather is poor and you know the team wants to get in the locker room, get on the plane, and go home, that's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, you know, when you embarrass a team into switching quarterbacks, that's like a victory within itself. That's sort of like the walk of shame when a goaltender has to come out of a hockey game. You know, he gets this sort of the come hither finger there for the coach. You're out. Now that, and you sort of look around and say, all right, next victim. And Blaine Gabbert didn't look like he wanted to be out there either.
He looked like it too. But after the first quarter, there was no passes completed. I was like, oh, man, what are we in for?
And the one pass he did complete, the way Kaepernick, the completion was awful.
Right.
That was a bad throw, too.
It's like, this is going to be a real long afternoon.
It was a weird game plan because it was almost like playing a double wing team in high school football. Okay, they ran the ball the entire first half. And I think it was either first quarter or second quarter they had, you know, third and 10 plus in the red zone. They ran the football. They didn't even take a chance. They didn't even take a chance in that situation. They were going to kick a field goal the entire time. And I agree with you on it's almost like in baseball when you chase the pitcher early, you get him out of the third inning and one of their stars, and there's more energy in the dugout. Same thing in football, you chase Kaepernick from the football game, you bring in Gabbert, you know, a guy who's been sitting on the bench for more than 6 weeks now, and the weather's terrible, that energy level is going to rise even more, and your defensive line is going to play harder, your defensive backs are going to challenge routes more because you know you have an opportunity to put the team entirely away.
All right, Matt, always great stuff. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Matt Bowen, big part of our Bears Mondays here on Sports Radio 670. We've got a little bit of news from John Heyman, who you hear often on these airwaves, a national baseball reporter who is talking about the Nationals' pursuit of Chris Sale. We'll give you that information. And we're going to give away a $15 gift card to Jets Pizza next on the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Wild game last night where the reigning MVP was benched for the first series for, according to Ron Rivera, a travel dress code violation. Apparently it's because he did not put on a tie. And that got him a seat on the pine? And to have Derek Anderson come in and throw a pick? I mean, there's no way it's just about a tie, right? I mean, seriously, there has to be something more than just a tie. There had to be an ongoing issue that finally came to a head, right? Apparently not. If it is, then it's on Cam Newton. This guy puts a lot of thought into his postgame look. My man, as lame as a one-series benching is, it would have never been an issue if he had just done that. You know, like everybody else on the team. This whole thing is just another weird chapter in a weird year that the Panthers cannot wait to forget. I'm Jim Rome.
This season, turn to the pros at Lakeshore Recycling Systems to tackle all of your recycling and waste diversion needs. LRS provides market-wide construction and demolition removal, recycling programs, roll-off container services, and comprehensive waste and recycling collection programs. Serving tens of thousands residential, commercial, and municipal customers, LRS operates a growing fleet of natural gas-powered trucks and is fueled by the passion of dedicated employees. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems and request a quote today at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solution provider.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S., so whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details, 855-401-1432.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcensor.com for more information. That's audioadcensor.com.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Caller 6 of the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. So via FanRag Sports, John Heyman says the Nationals are stepping up their attempts to land Chicago White Sox ace Chris Sale and may not be the only team doing so. The Boston Red Sox, among others, also remain involved. Both the Nationals and Red Sox appear to have the prospect wealth to make such a deal happen. While the Nationals are unlikely to be convinced to part ways with Trey Turner, they have several other highly ranked prospects that could be made available, including Lucas Giolito, who is ranked 3rd in MLB Pipeline, Victor Robles, who's 10th, Reynaldo Lopez, number 37, and Eric, I believe it's Fedde, F-E-D-D-E, at number 75.
Giolito and Robles have to be on the list. If you're trading Chris Sale, they have to be there.
For That's me, Trey for Turner me. Does too.
Well, yeah, for me, it starts with Trey Turner, but I want those three guys.
He writes, Washington's interest is not just in sale, but in potentially available stars. It's been noted before. The Red Sox remain an intriguing option as another team with a large stock of prospects. We've talked at length about these guys, though the availability of those prospects remains in question. Yoan Moncada, the top prospect in all of baseball, leads a list that also includes Andrew Benintendi at number 5, Rafael Devers at number 16, Jason Groom at number 30, and Michael Kopech at number 67, a flame-throwing right-hander who impressed during the year's Arizona Fall League. The asking price for sale likely to remain high, with White Sox chairman Jerry Reinsdorf saying you have to have four prospects that can't miss to trade someone with sales pedigree. Well, this is exactly where you expect the talks would be. You find the teams that have what Heyman refers to as prospect wealth.
Right.
And you start there. Start talking to them and see. I guess there were some conspiracy theorists. It was Astros infield prospect Alex Bregman
yeah.
was at the Bulls game. And there were people, he was taking pictures. Yeah. And so immediately, of course, I mean, oh my God, he's in Chicago. Why would he be in Chicago? And that started up. He's going, oh God.
Well, that's why, you know, that's what it has to be. And that's what we talked about. I'm glad to see that this is the path that these conversations are going down, because, you know, we talked about those same names, all those names we talked about on this show over the last several weeks. And, you know, people are just like, oh, well, they're not going to trade that guy. They're not going to do that package. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you or I think. You know, these are the names I want to see in trade talks for Chris Sale. Mm-hmm. And if the Nationals are willing to part with those guys, great. If the Red Sox are, great. But that's where you have to start. You know, as fans, it's easy to sit back and say, oh, you know, a team would never trade. You just never know. You never know how much a team loves Chris Sale. You never know where they think their self-evaluation is at and where Chris Sale puts them in their mind. That's what you need. You need a guy that's going to say, Chris Sale takes us from here to here, which I believe gives us the very best chance to win a championship, and you're going to move those guys. Just like Theo, Gleyber Torres is going to be a star in Major League Baseball. Theo knew that. Jed Hoyer knew that. The entire Jason McLeod knew that.
Anybody who watched him for a moment in the Arizona Fall League
knows that he's going to be a stud.
Yeah.
But they said to win in 2016, we want Aroldis Chapman in the back end of our bullpen. And if we have to trade Gleyber Torres, we're going to do it because we want to win now. And here we are at the doorstep. And Chapman got them into a championship, and they won.
The difference between the Nationals parting with all these prospects, the Astros being willing to part with prospects, and anybody else, is they didn't win the World Series.
Correct.
That's the thing.
Right.
You can say, well, you know, there's a logjam here, a logjam there. The Cubs won it. And as the Cub fan has to learn... That it's not just like, oh boy, if we do this, then maybe this. It did happen.
Because
maybe our chances. Sure, you want to win every year,
right?
But now they said, all right, we got this one, and they've drafted a lot of these pieces to just stockpile resources to do what they have to do in the now.
Because
it's all about the right now.
If they didn't win it, then you look at Gleyber Torres and go, God, what a dumb move. We wasted that guy for a couple months. And now this guy's going somewhere else and getting, you know, asking for 6 years, $100 million. It doesn't matter.
He
gave you an 8-out save and you won a World Series.
That was what was at stake in that game seven.
Right.
That, you know, think about that. Something goes sideways for you differently in that game seven. And then you're talking about, I can't believe that now Aroldis Chapman's leaving and they gave him Gleyber Torres and they still.
And he was the guy that blew it for you. And then you put that on top of it. He's the one who gave it up.
Think about that. Think about your sliding doors alternate reality where that didn't go your way. You didn't win the World Series.
Those dumb books as a kid where if you want this, you know, turn to page 12.
And they're not dumb. Those are awesome books. Your code name is Jonah.
I wasn't
going to
say those dumb books that you read as a kid, but I left it off. Sorry.
Oh, I loved those books.
I know you did.
I spent entire summers at camp. Everybody had a bunch of those books. They're like
just trading back and forth like they were cigarettes at camp,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Right.
They're great. The one like you had to pick where you're supposed to swim in the river or you die.
Well, Ranji and I always read the adult version ones of those. To choose the redhead, turn to page 12.
That's his life. Wow. He lives that life.
Wow, what?
Wow.
Wow, what?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Choose your own adventure books?
No, I know what those are. I don't know
what
Matt's
we read the adult
about,
version ones of those.
Do they? This is a serious question. Do they actually have that?
I'm assuming they would. I mean, why wouldn't they? If I thought about it sitting here, I'm sure that someone else had to do it and make money off
true,
of it.
That's not true, though. That's how great ideas
well,
are
I
born,
screwed
Matt.
Myself out now, you though, think, because I just did it on the air.
Yeah, you think that, well, no one's ever thought of this.
Dan's looking it up right now. Or actually, he's pulling one out of his bag. Yeah, he has one.
But I remember the Choose Your Own Adventure books because that was the way in grade school you got around reading full books. You know, you had to do a book report.
Here's a bunch of different versions. Adult Choose Your Own Adventure books.
There you go, buddy.
This is right. One is called Click Your Poison.
What?
Where it's called Murdered. Oh. Click Your Poison is the series. Infected. Click Your Poison, and then I guess you
are there like drug ones? Like you're at a party. Like,
here you go. This is
the cocaine. Turn the page.
This is what you're talking about. Yeah. A girl walks into a bar. Your fantasy. Your rules.
There you go. All right, box
by Chris Ranji.
Scoreboard update.
No, but see, didn't you ever do that, Matt? Like when you were in grade school, you had to read a book and then write a book report.
So you chose that one. So you could
read
less.
Could it be like 12 pages? And the teacher didn't know?
What do you mean the teacher didn't know?
I don't know. I got away with it a few times.
Sam LaGord got you in life.
Yeah. Right. I'm here.
See, you're such an ambitious student.
Here I am, guys.
Mm-hmm.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups. Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. For the Bears, they got a win yesterday. They are now at 3-9 on the season. Their backup quarterback, Matt Barkley, had a good one.
You know how he responded in the second half of the game a week ago against the Titans, and as well as even really it happened a little faster. I think that late in the second quarter, two-minute drive that he brought us down to score to take the lead into halftime was pretty good, especially in those conditions.
That is head coach John Fox, and so the Bears now take that victory into Detroit. They will take on the Lions Sunday. We've got football tonight. Jets, Colts, our broadcast at 6:45. Rajon Rondo will serve his one-game suspension tonight against the Trailblazers, who will take on the Bulls tonight. The Bulls suspended him for conduct detrimental to the team. That was after a verbal altercation that he had with an assistant coach on Saturday. He apologized for it yesterday. Also, Doug McDermott trying to come back from the concussion. He has been assigned to the D-League temporarily. Baseball, the Cubs do not intend to bring back Aroldis Chapman. No surprise there, but John Morosi reporting the Cubs have contacted the Royals about Wade Davis. John Heyman reports the Nationals are meeting with the White Sox on Chris Sale this afternoon. Also, the Red Sox are interested. Elsewhere, closer Mark Melancon has signed a four-year contract with the Giants. Rich Hill, 3 years with the Dodgers. Hey, American Express card members, you do not want to miss this. Now through December 31st, there's a big reason for you to shop small at local stores in your neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your eligible card today at americanexpress.com/shopsmalloffer. Terms apply. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Don't miss outstanding year-end values during the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on now at Auto House on Edens. Experience year-end pricing, lease and finance offers on our incredible selection of Mercedes-Benz. Auto House on Edens in Northbrook or at autohouseonedens.com.
A lot of people having fun with the possibility of Dusty Baker being in charge of Chris Sale's throwing arm and innings, etc. And the truth is that while we still get a lot of mileage out of that particular baseball comedy trope, that Dusty's been reined in. That even though it sounds great to say, oh, here you go, blowing out arms again, he really isn't doing what he used to do.
Right, like an 0-3.
Yeah, when you compare it to some of the what happened with Pryor and Wood and Zambrano and some of those guys.
You know, just to refresh your memory about Gleyber Torres in the Arizona Fall League this year. He was part of the Scottsdale Scorpions that won the championship.
And you need to preface this by saying it's okay.
Yeah, no, it's completely okay.
Read these Ruthian numbers when you start going, because the OPS is eye-popping, but it's okay. Won the World Series.
Okay, now this is in 18 games, Dan.
All right.
His slash line was 403, 513, 645.
456.
1158.
Hey.
He had 3 home runs, 11 RBIs, 40 total bases. He had 14 walks, 8 strikeouts. He stole 4 bases, was caught twice. 4 doubles, a triple. Had 25 hits and 62 at-bats.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. That's not bad. That's better than Tim Tebow. And they were on the same team, right?
They were on the same team. And it was Torres and 2 other Yankees teammates and Tebow that actually helped win that championship for the Scorpions, because Tebow homered And that was like the lead story. But the main story was Torres, who had a 3-run homer in that same inning. So
yeah, poor Gleyber just be like, hey, I'm here too.
I'm done by Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I know you love this guy, but I'm slashing 1100 over here.
But OPSing. That's the thing, though. When you talk about, and we mentioned it's totally new territory, and the landscape has changed. Everything has changed moving forward with the Cubs and for Cub fans, and everything that was at stake with Aroldis Chapman and his performance in a World Series. That's the guy. That's it right there. And that's the centerpiece of that four-player deal that's made to bring Chapman over. And if you don't win with Chapman, you know he's gone. You know the Cubs aren't signing him to a long-term deal. And this is the guy you lose instead of winning a championship. But it's all different now.
Right.
Which is why anything's out there. Which is why I saw the headline in the Sun-Times. And this was beautiful because when I showed it to you, this is the back page of today's Sun-Times, and I read you the headline. Hitting their pride, Schwarber's return mitigates the loss of Fowler. What? Your first question to me was, what day is that from? And I'm like, what's from today? They're like, well, first of all, neither one has anything to do with the other. Schwarber's, and secondly, why saying that now?
Schwarber's return mitigates the loss of Fowler?
Nothing.
One has absolutely nothing to do with the other.
But the beauty of it is, if Dexter Fowler goes somewhere and he gets a 4-year contract and a lot of money, good for him, and you already won. You won your championship.
You might win more.
Right, you might win more.
And we were talking before about this possibility, this sort of fascinating possibility, if the Cubs were interested in taking on that massive Justin Verlander contract, and would they move Schwarber to do it? Because obviously that's what you start asking for. And texters got crazy. No, the 815 says, you could win 5 more with Kyle, not with Verlander. What? I mean, I like Schwarber as much as the next guy.
Right.
But you won 100-plus games without him.
Right. Right, and he had an outstanding, unbelievable, just incredible World Series return as the DH.
Because he was a DH.
But that's the thing. You have to, I mean, what's best for your organization? And your outfield's already crowded, and you try to create room for the guy to get his bat in there. If being a DH is not a possibility for your team as being in the National League and the rule's not going to change, then you do what you can to give your team the best possible chance to win more championships. And if it's moving that guy, then you move that guy if that's what they feel.
There's just a lot of really, really smart baseball people whose informed opinions I respect a great deal, who simply don't think that Kyle Schwarber has a future as a National League player.
I just don't see it. I mean, as an everyday left fielder, if your outfield was limited at this point, you might say, all right, we have to keep this guy because we need his bat in our lineup. We have no other options. But that's the thing of the Cubs. They have a massively crowded outfield positioning, as that's at the major league roster alone. And then you start looking at minor league prospects.
You don't have enough spots right now.
Correct.
With Javier Baez at second and no place to put Ben Zobrist, you're still trying to figure out when
you sign John Jay and you have Almora.
When it's Almora's turn, and what is Soler?
You've signed Hayward to have 7 more years left on that deal.
So
and you saw what he did with zero offense. Yet with base running and defense, you saw how valuable of a player he was.
He's Matt Abaticola in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. The Bors and Bernstein Show, Bears Monday. Happy to grab a phone caller, 231-244-6767. Bruce Levine for the winter meetings at the top of the hour on The Score.
Bears beat the Niners. That makes 3 wins on the season. Mully here from the Mully and Handley Show. Mornings 5-9. We're covering the victory. Also looking ahead to their next matchup with the Lions and where their status in the draft has dropped. Get ready for the game with us. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 The Score. Chicago's home for
guys. Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit pajamagram.com.
this Friday.
Some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company property.
You're invited to the office Christmas party.
Hashtag greatest party ever.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago. Yeah.
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Jillian Bell, Vanessa Bayer, Courtney B. Vance, with Kate McKinnon and Jennifer Aniston.
Did you rent a live baby?
Yeah, for the nativity scene. What? It's cheaper than you think.
Office Christmas Party, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters this Friday.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Horoscope. Libra, the odder the idea, the more you should consider it. Scorpio, someone's going to try to shift your plans, but this week isn't the right time. Sagittarius, you've got an extra attracting force this week at work and at play. Capricorn, before you disagree with someone, take a second to hear them out. Aquarius, if you focus on the minor details, the major catastrophes will sort themselves out. And Pisces, allow events to take their course, because they will, no matter what you do. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Now for my favorite part of the show. What did I say? Talk to the audience. Oh, God, this is always dead.
No, we love it, especially on a Bears Monday.
Your favorite part of the show.
And with that, the caller that was waiting to talk to us hung up. That's awesome. He said he had a Schwarber thought, but it was probably bad anyway.
It doesn't matter.
It was from Rockford, and they're always...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a place of odd thoughts and troubled
ill
people.
Repute.
Well, yes, for good reason. They're always proud if they can break out of the bottom five of the worst places to live in America list every year.
Yeah, you know what was interesting? The Justin Verlander talks and the conversations I've been hearing about between the Cubs and Tigers. One name that came up that I was surprised me to hear... And it wasn't like, had to be in there, but it was discussed, was Jake Arrieta.
Okay.
Thought that would have been really interesting if they could, you know, get 1 year out of Arrieta and then either, you know, I don't know, sign him to a long-term deal or see what they thought they were going to do with Arrieta. But that was a name that I was surprised to hear as part of a conversation.
Well, at some point, it sounds like it's going to be a difficult contract to justify. You're talking about, again, with his age and with the market premium that he's going to get, because I think Scott Boras is going to ask to start at $30 million a year. I think you have to.
Right.
You have to start at $30 million a year.
And the beauty of those talks is what, Dan? If in the end they let him walk away.
You've already won the World Series, correct. Right?
You've seen how many no-hitters from this guy in a Cubs uniform? Seen two no-hitters?
Mm-hmm.
And he was part of the rotation that won the World Series.
And I think that it's confusing some texters who are saying, you make it sound like that it's not a goal anymore. Yes, it is of course, it's a goal.
Keep that in mind, because
obviously their goal is to keep winning the World Series.
Let's say someone called and they wanted to make a trade with the Cubs and they said, oh, we want Chris Bryant. Well, then you hang up the phone immediately.
Sure. But it's,
we want Baez, Javier Baez. No.
There are some people asking about that. But
I wouldn't do it.
The point is you are trying to win the World Series now.
Right.
Now. Everything is shifted. And now you win this one, and you keep the window open, and you try to keep winning, and it might mean making a trade for
we want Addison Russell. Not going to happen.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
This is Brian on the score. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Yeah, sorry, I lost you there for a second. But quick thing, in regards to Schwarber, I do agree that long-term he just doesn't fit as an NL player, and his defensive value is just not worth. I mean, he's a great hitter, and he would be of some value for the Cubs, but if you look at, I mean, we signed Hayward pretty much for his defensive value, and Schwarber's on the complete opposite side, so why not do a package revolving around Schwarber for a Chris Archer, because long-term, Lackey's going to be gone after next year. You plug him into the rotation, and it just makes more sense as Schwarber is more of a DH for an AL team.
Well, again, it depends on the deal. I'm not looking to move him just to move him. I'm not saying you have to trade him. He's still yours. Yeah. He still has value. But you'd have to assess whatever is on the other end of that phone. And Elgin, Mr. Hippie, is on WSCR.
Afternoon, dudes. Dan, hello. You're always right. The rib tips are always better with a little bit of fat on them.
They're mostly fat. The idea of a rib tip is fat and gristle and taste and connective
right.
tissue.
Right. You either love it 100% or you absolutely spit it out of your mouth immediately.
Or you don't get it. Right.
I love it. You should check out Elgin Barbecue. It's really good, Dan, for some good rib tips. Anywho, what's worse for the Sox, the potential of trading Chris Sale to the Cubs or having the potential of Schwarber in Detroit?
Well, I don't think Chris Sale on the Cubs affects the Sox at all.
Well, I know. I understand
yeah.
that. And the thought of that idea that the Sox have is ridiculous at face value.
Right.
So from the dumb, idiotic Sox front office perspective, and I'm not talking Rick Hahn, what would you think would be worse for them?
Well, obviously, what would affect them more
is seeing Schwarber is
four plate appearances a game from
18,
Schwarber
19 games, whatever it is.
Every time you face the Tigers,
right?
Of course, that affects them more. I don't think there's really any question of that. And regarding your point about ribs, one of the best lines, and I forgot who it was. What was the name of in the early days of the Food Network? There was that guy, the Cornell professor that used to do a show. I think Michael is it Rosen. Was it also Rosengarten, maybe?
I don't know.
And he was doing a show on ribs one time. We talked to this barbecue expert who said something. It was asked a question about, well, how much meat is on there? And he goes, hey, I don't want meat. I want ribs. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, you kind of want both, but I get it. Yeah, the guys who really like the baby backs aren't looking. And that's what tips are rib tips are a gestalt. It's you can't quite understand exactly what they are and why they are. The rule is if you get a well-made rib tip, I was taught you put the whole thing in your mouth and then you systematically remove anything that you can't eat. But over time, you tend to change your belief.
And you just start to swallow that
what's
stuff.
Edible and what's right. not edible. Because it used to be like, oh, what's this? This is a certain piece of cartilage, or this is, I'm not sure what this is. This is a little odd. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, like we roasted a whole pig once, and the company doing the whole pig said, hey, you want to come up front and try some good stuff? Because we had the pig up front.
Jeez.
And the cheeks are, that's a no-brainer. Oh. But it was the entire head.
Try the brain?
I ate the brain.
Uh-huh.
That was difficult to really come to grips with what I was eating, but it was so good. Then once I got through the brain, that was probably a mistake to do that, because then I was willing to try anything.
Oh, the organ meats? Did he?
Well, I did an eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't, the hard center, I just, it
the lens.
I got lost. It lost me there. I was...
Really?
Yeah.
Fish eyes are really good.
But the brain, since the brain was so good, I'm like, I'll try anything now. Here's an eyeball. All right, cool, eyeball. Popped it right in. No thought, no hesitation.
Good for you.
And I was like, this was mostly good. Somewhat difficult.
And then you got to the lens.
Yeah,
and
it was bad. It was rough and it was hard.
A little
and
clear you marble you that. Spit out,
yeah,
right?
So it was interesting. But, you know, I appreciate the fact that as I got older, I'm more willing to try pretty much anything.
I told you this, sir, when my buddy threw himself a big party on the street and had the whole pig roasting all day, and there was some farm from Iowa came in. It was really just amazing. And they cut the head off and just sort of set it there as a show, you know? Yeah. So there's the roasted pig, and people are picking over. And I go immediately over to the head, and I kind of look at him like, can I?
Was that, that's the guanciale? Is that what it's
guanciale.
Called?
Guanciale. Well, that's yeah. cured into that. That's cheek bacon, right?
Yeah, okay.
It's like a pancetta that's for the cheek. But it's just the roasted meat under there, and I start digging in sort of around the eyes and taking some of that, you know, the good meat around there. And the guy, the pit boss, whatever it was, or your pit roaster, looks over like,
you're at a casino?
Well, he goes, well, we got at least one real farm boy here.
Yeah, that's you. Like,
yeah, of course. I was known growing up as the right. farm boy.
Right.
Like, come on.
Deerfield and Duke, you were the farm boy.
That's me.
That was your nickname.
Quote, unquote, real farm boy.
Oh, yeah. You brought that farm boy again to the party? Yep. That guy, he's a real downer.
Yeah, that guy, first he just fell off a turnip truck. Just look at him.
Hey, a listener asked on Twitter about the Cubs and Bryce Harper with the fact that he's pretty much going to be walking away from the Nationals after 2018. So they got two more years with him. Not the Cubs, but if you're the White Sox, what do you do anything to push hard for a Sale Harper trade?
Ooh. And then you're going to pay, the Sox are going to pay him? Come on. That's like $500 million. Where are they going to come up with that money?
All right, then I guess no is the answer to that.
Especially looking at, like, you know, I mean, average annual value.
24-year-old.
You think Reinsdorf's going to go to the luxury tax now on that move?
That just adds more. I didn't think I could get more depressed about the state of the White Sox, but hearing that confidence in your voice and the immediate answer that they wouldn't do whatever needed to have a 24-year-old star like that.
Yeah, but when you start talking about $500 million and
it's not your money.
No, it isn't. But I don't that I don't know. That might just finally be too rich for them. But sure. I mean, it's, you'd love to have them, I guess. Bruce Levine, we will have next. He's going to give us the latest Cubs and Sox and possible winter meetings, dealings, hot stove baseball coming up on The Score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? You see, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. And we're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny. It's like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you will love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them the score sent.
This Friday.
Some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company property.
You're invited to the office Christmas party.
Hashtag greatest party ever.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago.
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Jillian Bell, Vanessa Bayer, Courtney B. Vance, with Kate McKinnon and Jennifer Aniston.
Did you rent a live baby?
Yeah, for the nativity scene. What? It's cheaper than you think.
Office Christmas Party, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters this Friday.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speed.